How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Sarcasm. It's just one of the many services we offer here at the Kate Daly Show. The show starts now.
You might say bomb cyclone is blowing up.
A lot of people are using the term bomb cyclone. Now, I'm told the name is actually rooted in the science of the weather.
Trending sounds like something from a movie.
Process we call bombogenesis.
Bombogenesis.
Is that what we're about to get hit with?
Well, I would go old.
Some calling this a winter bomb cyclone.
Bombogenesis definitely sounds like a scary term. A bomb cyclone is a low pressure system that has undergone bombogenesis. So you basically have a storm that is rapidly intensifying.
So this low pressure system is going to be very active. We're going to have a cold front that's going to push through. It's really going to result in some precipitation, so you may want to bundle up and put on your galoshes.
Are you tired of little boys trying to talk like weathermen, telling you what the weather may or may not be? Then turn to News 4's John Mackey and his storm tracker AccuCast. John Mackey doesn't just tell you about the weather. He grabs that bird weather and pounds it into little pathetic shards, then shoves those shards into your face.
I'll get you inside the storm. I'll let you live the storm. Be the storm.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. Happy to be here. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello, hello.
And, did you remember that bombogenesis?
You know, I remember. Yeah. We did it. We did some laughs on that.
We did. Well, that was a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. And of course, you know, of course, people are going climate change. No, it's just cyclical. Climate change is the abuse of laws and regulations and fear, and control. No. This is just cyclical, and I think Texas even had this 10 years ago. Well, actually, 1989, 30 years ago, this low.
Was a bad one. But every 10 years, they have a bad winter.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And so do we here.
Yeah.
I remember, what was it? Like 10 years ago. 15 years ago, I remember it was, we had a crazy one where no one left the house for a few days. And it was, here we are in the desert, but it was snow. And this is cyclical. This is just called, this is weather. And it always astounds me when people can't understand the difference, because they've turned, over the last 60 years, it's been such a business to turn climate change into the fear and lobbying effort that it is.
And that's also why they never talk about the good part of these storms.
right.
Because most of them end droughts.
Yeah.
That's how droughts end.
Yeah. And then, of course, the bombogenesis, the somewhere that word is rooted in science.
Yeah, they created that
it's
one.
It's just amazing what they attach to it to drive up the headlines. But Texas is sure going through it today. No power. And it made me think about how prepared we are for something like that again, knowing that it's cyclical, knowing that we'll probably come up on this again. Right?
Well, my son and his wife and three of my grandchildren are stuck in Houston.
Oh, my gosh. And so what's going on? So the hotels, what are they doing?
The hotels aren't doing much, sounds like. They're staying at a Holiday Inn Express.
Okay.
And the lobby has electricity. No rooms have electricity.
So are they all huddled in the lobby?
They gave them lots of blankets, and they stay in the room, cuddled up. They forage out to see if any food comes around.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you can't really go out.
Right.
You can't go out and drive around to look for something open. My son, basically, I can't repeat it on the radio, but he made a little slur against restaurant owners. You know, nobody's opening anything.
Right.
You know, the gas isn't out. You can cook with gas.
So true. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Nope. It's like they want people to be uncomfortable through this so they can make an issue out of it.
Yeah. So here we are. And so, you know, I know it's tough to go through something like that without electricity, but it makes you think, what can you do?
Yes.
I was looking at the e-bulbs, you know, the ones that stay light when they stay bright and light when you're when the electricity goes out, all kinds of different answers. My daughter is stuck in Arkansas in -4 degree weather. I mean, that is insane to me. I just -4. And they have the same kind of weather we do. So it'd be like us having -4.
Well, it's a cold winter. My wife's brother is in Montana. He was at 10 below. So well, it's a cold winter. What do you want?
I know. But people just, it's like anything. We're on such high alert because of the news. The way the news sells headlines to us in packages of fear 24/7.
Yeah.
It's like we're always on high alert to think, this is a sign and this is it. And no, it's weather. Yeah.
There is one way that I would actually become frightened about climate change.
What's
and
that?
That's if this was happening and it was July.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's ever really been a victim of climate change. But anyway, I do find it kind of interesting that some of the people that just don't understand that climate change is used for manipulation. They just don't get it. It cropped up 50, 60 years ago, and they've been using it every decade since.
Yep.
I could even roll tape on 1974 to prove it to
you. And it wouldn't sound much different from today.
It really doesn't. That's what's so sad about it. It's bizarre. Also, you know, ideas are you can pitch a tent in your house to kind of keep a little mini zone of...
layering.
blankets, all kinds of things.
Yeah,
anyway, let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, Sam calling.
Hi there.
Couple of things I wanted to comment on. What's really interesting is I can remember when I was a kid. I mean, I'm 65 years of age now, so I've been around a while. And when we had these cold spells, nobody made a big deal about them. It was just, even the power grid, which was not nearly as supposedly modern as it is now, kept up a lot better than it does today. And we have all these supposedly energy-efficient appliances, but yet the power grid can't keep up. And it's because of all this renewable stuff they throw at us all the time. It doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, when are we going to get the memo?
Well, it works. It only works in perfect conditions.
There you go. And therein lies the problem.
Yep.
My question is this. If the power companies can't even meet the demand of what we've got now, how in the world are we ever going to keep up with the power grid when people start plugging in all these electric cars they want to shove down our throats?
Exactly.
Because to charge one of those cars is the equivalent of turning on your electric range with both the oven and all four burners at the same time all night.
Right.
Add that up over a neighborhood and blocks and blocks and blocks of these things.
Oh, yeah, so
but
true.
We're not going to have to worry about that if Bill Gates has his way, because he's going to kill about 3/4 of the population.
Gosh.
There you go. That's the part of it that they don't want everybody to know.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Thank you for that. Thanks, Sam.
That's all we got.
Thank you. You know, Germany, their wind and solar output is in collapse because of their freezing temperatures.
Yep.
So guess what's saving the day? Coal.
Coal.
Coal-fired power.
Holy moly.
Yep. Interesting how that works.
What's really interesting about how it works is the fossil fuels were given to us from God's creation. Solar panels weren't, really.
Nope. But they're quick to tell you that we need to get rid of it in favor of their green energies, which coal to the rescue.
Yeah.
And so the power is currently coming mainly from coal in Germany right now, running at full capacity. Isn't that crazy?
Maybe it's a message.
Gosh, I swear. As ludicrous as the news is, as ludicrous as they try to sell us on all of this, and isn't this amazing? Coal to the rescue. A couple of things on the docket. Trump, that was the funniest meme with him holding a trophy. Two-time winner for the impeachment. Of course, that happened when we were gone. And, of course, we knew, right?
Yeah.
We even said, they'll vote to acquit. And, of course, it should have never taken place. It was unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And yet, Romney billboards are popping up. Somebody's paying for Romney billboards that are saying, thank you for your integrity and your honesty. Oh, I just want to barf. And running his name for the 2024, but not really anyone running his name. Nope, the news is reporting that someone out there is running his name. Like, the news is running his name. Nobody else. No voters, right?
His name is Mr. Anonymous.
Oh, my gosh. I love how the news props up stories because they have this love affair with Romney. And so whatever Romney does is gold, right? To especially to Deseret News. They'll prop up anything. So now they're actually running stories that somebody anonymous is just so in love with him that they keep putting his name out for president for 2024. It makes me want to vomit.
Romney happens to be a much more presentable version of Biden.
Right.
Yeah, that's all he is.
Yes. And I have to laugh, too, because the article by Dennis Romboy, again, Dennis Sellout Romboy, is basically this. They actually said this in the article. He has also said he doesn't know where the Republican Party is headed and that he only represents a tiny slice of it anymore. You think? He got that part right. But yes, absolutely insanity over the love affair with Romney that Deseret News has, and I'm not quite sure why. And nobody can explain that to me. And yeah, I did. Somebody sent me an article that I wrote back in like 2012 that I was in favor of Romney. I was back in the day. Yeah, a lot of people were actually.
Before we vetted him
and realized what he's really about and how much he lies. Yes. You know, there's always a reckoning when the truth comes out, and the truth came out more and more and more to figure out who he was. And he even admitted who he was. And it wasn't hard to see. It's very obvious.
Yeah.
It's not even hidden anymore. He doesn't even pretend to be a conservative anymore.
Nope.
So, you know, take that for what it is, but believe him when he says it. Yeah.
Did you hear about, what's his name, Kipzinger? The congressman, Kipzinger. His parents wrote a family, they wrote a family letter to him, how ashamed they were that he voted to convict the president. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. His whole family basically disowned him.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. And these articles don't help because they actually put it out there, even though it's totally unsubstantiated. Nobody's tossing his name around for 2024. Have you ever read the comments? The comment section of his own Facebook page, it's 95%, I hate you, get out. I mean, honestly, I don't know of anyone that supports him. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep these articles alive. They're going to keep telling you that somebody out there is supporting it. Somebody in the know is saying this. And it's not true. It's simply not true. Deseret News has a love affair with him. I gave a speech over the weekend to at Liberty Hall up in Ogden, and it was a tremendous event. Loving Liberty podcast, the show is on that podcast app, and I love it. And really appreciate all the great folks I met up there. Just wonderful patriots. What can I say? Kathy Smith, all of you up there, wonderful patriots. Liberty Hall is amazing, amazing venue. Anyway, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I'm sick and tired of waking up sick and tired. As of today, there's gonna be some changes made. Well, you might as well keep your feet on the ground, cause I won't stand still for you moving around. It's high.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls, too. If you want a hot tub, I would get over to Tropical Pools and Spa. They are having their special right now, up to $800 off on a Bullfrog hot tub, and, of course, up to $2,000 off on a swim spa. This is the time to get it. This is the deal, and they'd only do this so every so often. I mean, this is a kind of a rare occurrence. So if I were you and you're shopping around and you'd like the most well-built hot tub that they offer out there, believe me, I did my homework before I decided to do a Bullfrog, and for good reason. The Bullfrog are just, it's just an amazing hot tub. And the swim spas are amazing over at Tropical too. Make sure that you cash in on that special and get that deal for yourself. Go over to Tropical Pool, tell them we sent you, and they are awesome, awesome people. Also, Dr. Diet, if you're looking at losing some weight, Dr. Diet is the way to do it. Get over there, get your metabolic rate up. They have all kinds of tools to do that. They have all kinds of really wonderful personnel. They have a nurse, they've got an MD, they've got holistic, they've got chiropractic, they've got everything over there. And Dr. Diet will help you to get the weight off. The accountability factor is huge when you're trying to lose weight, and somebody to kind of keep you responsible and make sure that when you're coming in for weekly help, that you get the weekly help that you need, and also keep you on track. It really does make a big difference, because I've lost weight both ways, and I tell you, Dr. Diet was the way to go. Call 628-DIET, 628-DIET, because spring and summer are coming, and you're going to want to feel your best, look your best, feel your best. It's the only way to do it that I've found that's really successful. Let's take some callers. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
And Uncle Milty.
Hi.
There's an article in today's Las Vegas Review Journal that Dr. Fauci has been received a $1 million prize for defending science. There's an Israel-based company, David Foundation, and he earned the recognition over a lifetime of leadership on his HIV research and AIDS relief, as well as advocacy for the vaccinations against COVID.
Oh my gosh.
I went on to mention that he stated Biden's election was liberating for him.
Oh, I'm sure.
And there was very little science behind the hydroxychloroquine, and Trump did not follow the science.
Anyway,
Fauci has gotten a $1 million prize.
Wow. Thank you for that. Of course he did. That's payback.
I think that's wonderful after all these years. But I still have AIDS. What did he do?
I don't know. And he still absolutely can't make up his mind about masks.
No.
This is the guy that's supposed to be shoring up science. This is the guy. The guy that invented the PCR test said that Fauci's a loon. Doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't know what he's talking about. I think we all know that, right? This is why Trump fired him. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Romney billboard.
Sure.
Maybe it's Pierre Delecto that's funny. He's the only one I know of that supports Trump.
I always forget that he did that, that he has this alias, Pierre Delecto. Yes, yes, I think it's Pierre. Thank you, appreciate it. Yeah, for sure, Pierre Delecto.
Yep.
Oh, Romney.
Good reminder.
I don't know what's worse, Romney or dictator Governor Cox. I'm not quite sure which is worse. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, talking about Texas.
Yes.
My oldest son lives outside of Houston, and has cows and horses and all that, and sent me a picture of his cows with ice all over them. He also talked about, I guess there's some drums banging down there about some of the problems they're having being caused by reliance on the turbine and the,
sure.
the sunshine. And, you know, maybe something positive can come out of this. Texas is probably maybe the only ones that could bust the United States government and say, screw y'all, we got all this natural gas.
True.
We're going to do what we want to do. We got our own power grids. You know, I'd love to see it. And,
wouldn't
you know,
it be
the,
nice?
The state that put Warren Jeffs in the prison for life maybe could do something with power.
Yeah, there you go.
And take Romney with us.
Yeah, please. Thank you. I know, right? Thank you. Appreciate that. Lovely phone call. It's so true. Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Pierre Delecto?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's not Poo-Poo Delecto? I know that it is.
Yeah.
But that's just my own personal opinion. There is so much to talk about that I think the most pressing thing is that they're not going to leave President Trump alone.
Yeah.
They're going to go after him criminally.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're obsessed.
They're going to drag this out and drag this out. This is their primary diversion.
Yep.
And they're going to play it right to the hilt.
Yes.
As far as Texas goes, I in 1978, I spent the coldest year in 100 years in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Hmm.
And on New Year's Eve, it dropped from 30 degrees to 60 below in 30 minutes.
Wow.
And it was 60 below for 2 weeks. The entire town was without electricity, snapped every electrical line coming in,
mm-hmm.
and it warmed up to 18 below for 2 weeks.
Interesting.
But there was nothing running.
Hmm.
Absolutely nothing. So all of these people who are prepping,
right.
The thing you have to realize is if you don't have some sort of electrical production unit, your water units aren't going to work. All of your units aren't going to work. So
true.
Really take that into consideration.
Thank you. Really appreciate the phone call.
That's why God made generators.
It's so true, though. Does everybody have a generator? What about these e-bulbs, like boundary e-bulbs? They're like four bulbs for $65.
Well, that gives you light. It's not going to cook much.
No, but I mean, it gives you light.
Yeah,
and
no,
they stay on in a...
And you need light.
They stay on in a power failure. People are ordering these, and now they're on a little bit of a back order. You can't get them till March. But a lot more people are looking for options. They're saying, okay, well, what can I do? Do I have a camping stove? Can I cook? Can I do all these things? And yes, I think this is a great opportunity to look around while we're not in the situation, but we can see what's going on. I was just listening to a tape of a guy living in his car who doesn't have access to get his machines that he needs for his health going, and blood pressure and all kinds of problems. And it's a problem.
You know what's great, and a lot of people don't think of it, for cooking?
What's that?
Keep a half a dozen or a dozen bags of charcoal. You can cook a whole meal on three charcoal briquettes.
No, that's so true.
I mean...
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people get charcoal for their food storage, supplies. Do it. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. This is the best time to kind of look and go, okay, what did they need right now?
Stick them in the closet.
Yeah, stick them in the closet. I like that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, want to correct the record on something I've heard you say a number of times, and I checked it out. Trump may have fired somebody from the coronavirus White House task force.
Well, he did.
And that, mm-hmm. yeah, Atlas is his name. At least that's what Gates said on national television.
He didn't fire Atlas.
He didn't.
And also for getting rid of Atlas. He left on December 1st, resigned. But the I confirmed it. Fauci was never removed from the task force. He was on all the way to the end of his administration.
Not actually.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I confirmed it different sources. Yeah, you can go online and just see that he's listed there.
Okay. I know that he would not be seen with Trump or put on camera after that. And
yeah,
his camera.
That's a different issue. Right. But he was still talking. I actually heard him like in, December, talking for and speaking for the president. He even said that.
Hmm. That's interesting.
One of the reporters.
My sources at the White House said he was fired.
Different than the president. He says, well, I'm speaking for the White House.
Okay. But if he says that, that doesn't make it true. My sources at the White House said he was fired. So,
no, yeah, he
they did not want to make that come to light because Fauci was still putting himself out in the news. So,
yeah. No, well, there were other, I had a couple sources I checked. Yeah, you might want to go look at that. But it's not, it's over now. He's mm-hmm. on Biden's team now.
Yeah, I think he always was. I appreciate the call. I had pretty good sources tell me that he was fired. It's just that I don't think that you're ever going to hear that in the media. You're definitely not going to hear it from Fauci because Fauci wanted all the interviews, the press. He wanted to be out there. So he's not going to acknowledge that he was fired. He's going to say he's still speaking for the White House. But I do know for a fact that Trump didn't want him anywhere near him. This is why he wasn't seen past April with the president. He wasn't doing any press conferences with the president. This is why he hired Scott Atlas to take his place.
Yeah, I mean, Scott
so you can't
Atlas
have two.
Did take his place.
You can't have two. So anyway, so I disagree. On that one. So, by the way, I looked at the world stats, the WHO numbers that they have on COVID, by the way. Still 18,000 out of the whole country that are even considered even somewhat serious. And those are with their faked numbers. 18,000, the whole... Do you guys remember over the summer and into the fall and, of course, last year, citing the same numbers. I cited the same exact numbers. And they leave the cases up there. It's not like 18,000 new ones every day. They just leave the same number up there. But that's the total for the entire nation. 18,000 people are serious with a cold, some type of coronavirus, right? Or heart attack or anything else that they can name for coronavirus. The numbers haven't really changed much. In fact, if you think about it, we were talking about it this time last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't do the lockdown until March. So everybody's like, well, they're in the flu season right now. And as soon as February's over, then we'll be back to normal. Well, not really. We actually locked down the entire country for 27 deaths in the first week of March a year ago. And nobody questioned it. Nobody questioned that. The 27 deaths attributed to COVID that they later came back 2 months later and said that they actually weren't really COVID deaths because they didn't know how to track them. So they just said they were. Okay. I just wanted to remind everybody the situation that we're in right now, in the real situation that we're in right now, which is they can attribute 18,000 serious people. That's it. In the whole entire nation. So no, emergency rooms are not full. We're not piling up dead bodies because of COVID, extra dead bodies because of COVID. And I tracked the death rate all along last year. And even Johns Hopkins came out in the fall and said, where's COVID? Where's all the COVID deaths? All along. And then in 2021, they changed the number to be just above 300,000 more deaths. Isn't that interesting? That the number all along in the year never equated to a number higher. The number was actually lower for the year 2020 than it had been in 10 years. Yet at the end of January 2021, they changed up the number. I found that to be very interesting because we had been tracking it.
Mm-hmm.
So all year, because we knew they couldn't lie about it. Well, yeah, they can. They can just prop up their own numbers. They just print whatever they want. So, yeah.
You know, I actually don't remember hearing an official statement that Fauci was fired,
mm-hmm.
but he disappeared. Mm-hmm. And Atlas replaced him.
Yeah.
And the same thing is happening now on Biden's team.
Hmm.
Biden's team doesn't like Fauci either.
That's interesting. And he gets $1 million prize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, to the victors go the monuments of the New World Order, right? They always get the prizes, the buildings named after them. Yeah. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Some have said down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you've become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people...
Hi there. Welcome back. Little Waylon for you. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Oh, boy. If you're looking for a garage door, make sure and go to Garage Doors Only. They're on Bluff Street, and they're awesome. They did mine, and they were that good, that professional. Service was great, and they knew what they were doing. They have such a huge assortment of garage doors. They'll help you figure out which ones are best for you or which one is best for you. Garage Doors Only, highly recommend this. These folks are amazing, good people, and support them. They're awesome, and they know what they're doing. Garage Doors Only, it's the only thing they do. Which is pretty incredible. Also, if you're looking for, people always ask me, you know, about chiropractic. If you're looking for chiropractic, I would definitely go to Dr. Ward Wagner at Dixie Chiropractic, dixiechiro.com, 673-1443, state-of-the-art facility. They helped my husband. They're awesome people. Car accidents, spine pain, disc problems, arthritis, you name it, they can help. I love these guys. So go to, definitely hit up Dr. Wagner. He's awesome. And my husband just loves it over there. But, you know, people are always asking me, you know, about you know, where do you go for this? Where do you go for that? I would definitely, if you're in the, if you're needing a chiropractic care, make sure you go to Dr. Ward Wagner. Dixie Chiropractic, just an awesome, awesome guy. Okay, we'll take calls. 888-673-1450. Oh, so there's an article we just have to talk about.
In the meantime, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a problem. And
okay.
I wonder if Utah, as a state, needs to hold a Senate hearing and get a law against discrimination based on a person's hair.
Oh, I didn't know I was discriminating on hair.
I've suffered a lot being bald-headed. people pick on me. They come up and polish the top of my head.
Yeah.
Well, a young black woman has brought this to light up in Utah County, and she says she has pencils thrown in her hair to see if they'll stick.
Well, lo and behold, can we bring the law in to regulate such bad behavior?
We need a law.
By the one person that probably did it the one time to her. Can we please have a law that is very general in making sure that we don't discriminate against ethnic hairstyles, please?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, if only government could come to the rescue again, we'd all have this perfect world. Oh, my gosh.
You know, when I was a kid, they used to call them Brillo pads.
Brillo pads.
Yeah, no, the black kids called them their Brillo pads.
Interesting. Okay. So, of course, SB 80 to amend Utah's anti-discrimination laws did raise awareness of how hairstyles can lead to racial discrimination. I know you didn't know that you hate people, literally hate them and wish them dead for their hairstyle. But apparently you're a complete racist out there if you're white and don't understand and... You're just thinking those thoughts in your head, even if you've never verbalized them or if you've never thought of them, you're still thinking them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're all walking around as complete and total racists if you're white, aren't we?
For any and every reason.
Yeah.
For any and every reason. I've never gave a second thought to anybody's hair, white or black.
I know. Who cares? Who literally cares? But nope, they're gonna make an issue out of this. This is amazing to me that they could actually call on government. See, this is all you have to do. You have to be one person who experienced one thing, and you could get people to pass a law for you. This is how eager the lawmakers are to make a name for themselves.
I wonder if the gal who used Gorilla Glue in her hair had anything to do with this propping up.
I don't know. I get stunned every time I see the can I have something named after me, or can I have a new law because a new law will solve my problems? But this is Derek Kitchen, of course, Democrat from Salt Lake City, part of the 2019 National Initiative for Creating Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair. It's known as the Crown Act. The effort was founded by Dove, the soap, National Urban League, Color of Change, and Western Center on Law and Poverty.
Excuse me.
I can't make this up.
But they call it natural hair?
Mm-hmm.
Open the world for natural hair?
Yeah.
Are they trying to say that there's something about my hair that's unnatural?
I guess. I guess we're all just walking around completely racist. We just don't know it. And they're going to clean us up one way or another. Thanks, Dove. They want to straighten us all out by creating more legislation. Well, yeah. This is the problem with how Democrats are and what Republicans allow is that we seem to like more and more regulation.
Well, if Dove wants to be involved in this, I suggest they change their color from a white bar of soap to a brown bar of soap.
But it won't sell. See, that's the problem. It won't sell. And they won't face that. They won't do anything about this. This is just a symptom of the problem of the people of this country who don't understand that we don't legislate to death. We're not supposed to legislate to death. More government does not bring more freedom. But here you go.
Although I do hate it when I see someone picking their nose. There ought to be a law against that.
Yeah, thanks for that. yes, there's still two genders. No, climate change isn't a thing. It just is. It's cyclical. And no, you can't do anything about it or manipulate it. It's like trying to manipulate the sun coming up in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you have about as much help with that.
Honey, we want to have a little warmer day today. Turn up the sun, would you?
I just hope we're teaching our kids. I hope we're teaching our kids.
Somebody better be.
I know. They were also talking about in the Deseret News also that, by the way, we're going to be talking about bills on Thursday with Michelle Bolter. But they were talking about so many working remotely. What will the future of business look like? Are you seeing the workplace? Are you seeing people kind of cater to at-home business?
Yes. And another nice thing is, you know, people historically have lived in the big cities because that's where the big paying jobs were.
Sure, sure.
But a lot of people are leaving the big cities because they can live in Montana and do their high paying job in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And that's starting to happen.
So maybe the one good thing about that is people can move and can be in an area that's better for them instead of a city.
And still make a good living.
Just don't bring your politics with you, please. Go through a cleansing, if you will.
You know, we used
to politics.
We used to talk about, though, when you move from place to place, you could look at the different cost of living. What's also happening because of this ability to work remotely, the cost of living is balancing out across the country, too.
Yeah.
It's not a lot cheaper to live in one place than another necessarily anymore.
Yeah. I mean, look at this place. It's not cheap to live here.
No, no. I mean, we're about 15% lower than, say, California. But, I mean, that's not a lot.
No. But we have a lot of movements. Have you guys noticed the growth in rural America? People trying to get out of their Democrat states. And then move to states that are pretending to be Republican like ours. Oh, but, you know, a better choice, though, than, say, California. But the problem is that they're moving and they are taking their politics with them. What are we going to do about that?
And they may not be full-out red-blooded Biden supporters.
Yeah.
But they could be still more liberal than we want.
Yeah, and I think this is what we're getting at is you see somebody that wants a law for racial discrimination for hair.
Yeah, where'd they come from?
Yeah, and you think to yourself, you know, this is the kind of nonsense. It's like, I want somebody to do what I want, and I don't want them to have a certain behavior, so I'm going to go to the law and make sure that they can pass another bill for me. This is the problem that we bring. And it doesn't have to be a full-blown Biden supporter. What it is it's your love for government taking care of everything. Somebody was posting online, oh, my neighbor's music is up and it's 11:30 and that's not okay. And do you know what everybody was telling them to do? Call the police, call the police. Why not just go to the neighbor's house and just talk to them? See, this is the kind of stuff where we demand more and more government to step in and it bites us.
Yeah, or buy some earplugs. You know,
yeah, but we don't do that anymore. It's call the police, bring in more government to solve the problem that you
have. Some insulation put in that wall,
something. But that's what we're up against. And I think, you know, when we bring our love for government to a city, don't run for office. Don't ask for more government. You moved, so why bring the horribleness with you?
You know, the sad part for me of that is you're telling someone not to play music. One of the most beautiful things humanity has.
Right.
I don't want you playing that music.
So true. I'm surprised. So there's so many things, too, that we're going to be hitting in the next hour as well. But as far as preparedness goes, do you feel prepared? Do you feel like you might need to take some more of your attention and kind of drive the train toward a little bit more preparedness? Because I'll tell you something, for the last 4 years, there hasn't been a demand for preparedness shows for me to do those kinds of shows, but now all of a sudden it's way up. Interesting, right?
I feel less prepared today than I ever have in my life.
Yeah?
Because of the external things that are going on. They've made me feel less prepared.
Yeah. We actually put businesses out of business that were doing preparedness because we just stop demanding it. But now we're realizing, oh my gosh, these things are very, very real. I think there are some things coming this year that we need to be prepared for. Could be weather, could be manipulated weather. I hate to say it, but it's true. I mean, we can't just act like we don't know that. They do manipulate weather. I've given you the clips. Governments admitted it. Even the head of the CIA, Brennan, admitted it.
Yep.
They've been doing it for a long time. So what are we going to do? How are we going to be prepared?
I'm learning Chinese.
You're learning Chinese. Oh, you guys. I know people are still reeling from the Dixie name change bill going through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about that maybe tomorrow or Thursday, but still reeling from that. They went ahead and they passed a law for that. They passed a law for that. It's amazing, isn't it?
And it's not so much that they passed a law. They passed a law saying that if you like the name Dixie, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
That's what the law says.
Way to get this bill kicked up to somebody up north who can hide behind it rather than any weight falling, you know, on, and that was Kelly Miles of Ogden, of course. We don't like the name change. Sorry. If you go talk to anyone that's from here and anyone that lives here, they will tell you that they want the name Dixie. So we'll always refer to it as the college formerly known as Dixie. I'm sorry, but whatever lame brain name you come up with, just like they tried to change it to what? Greater Zion?
Yeah.
What was that?
They did.
Yeah, they did. They changed it. And this is all by work of your PR people. The PR people that are hired, given a job, given a salary, and told to make changes. That's their job title.
That's it. Make changes.
Yeah. They're not going to keep it the same because their work depends on it.
And I don't believe for a second that any employer out there in this country says to themselves, boy, this is a really well-qualified candidate for this job.
Yeah.
But by golly, he went to a school named Dixie. So I'm not hiring him.
I'm not hiring him.
That's a lot of crap.
Isn't that the load of crap that they try to sell on everybody? The only people that were embarrassed by the name Dixie were people that moved here that didn't like it. Didn't even investigate why it was named Dixie. And so, yeah, they did it because they polled people outside of the area, outside of the state, who 17% of them, or 17% of our community members. It must be like one of those political flash polls that said that we want Romney for president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Every time they give you a poll, it's a load of crap is what it is. And then they disguise it in a poll. And same thing with this. I'd love to know what people were asked. It really ticks me off because they're able to pull this kind of stuff off and then everyone acts like they didn't contribute to it in government. Well, I'm sorry. Many did. Many did. They stood by and allowed this to happen, voted for it. And there's something about our heritage that's important to us here that needed to stay. And we do our damage by serving the politically correct.
Yep.
Because we're just making it so that we are run by political correctness. And that makes me ill that we would fall for that. Especially here, especially in a really conservative, what's supposed to be conservative area. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We have so many things to talk about on the docket today. It's going to be, I'm hoping we get to all of them. Some really interesting things you need to be aware of. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.